Chairman Scott, Ranking Member Thompson, and members of the committee, thank you for the invitation to testify on the topic that impacts the livestock industry and me directly. My name is Scott Blueball. I am a fifth-generation farmer and rancher from north central Oklahoma. Our family operation, we grow wheat, milo, soybeans, and raise purebred and commercial Angus cattle. I also serve as the president of the Oklahoma Farmers Union, an organization 60,000 members strong that represents farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. Farmers Union was started in part to help restore and enhance competition in agriculture. Today, a fair market remains a central issue for our organization and for our economy. Over the last 50 years, our food system has become under control of fewer and fewer multinational corporations. Today, the four largest companies in each of these major sectors of the meat industry control 85% of the beef packing, 70% of the pork processing, and 54% of broiler chicken processing. Unchecked consolidation and vertical integration have created a dramatic imbalance of power between producers and corporations, allowing corporations to manipulate the marketplace, push down the prices paid to farmers and ranchers, and ultimately drive us out of business. Last year, I was honored to share my story with CNN's Kamal Bell at my ranch, where he filmed a part of an agriculture episode, The United Shades of America. We talked about how the packers maximize their profits, overcharging consumers, and limiting farmers like myself to razor-thin margins. Between 1980 and 2020, the retailer's percentage of the beef food dollar has grown by 65%. And the packer's share has increased even more by 70%. During this same time, the farmer and rancher's share has fell by more than 40%. I ask you, how fair is this? It doesn't have to be this way. Corporate consolidation of a food system, especially the livestock sector, is not inevitable. Regulators must consider the need for robust competition at all links of the livestock supply chain. One of the most important ways to achieve this is through stronger language and rules reinvigorating the Packers and Stockyard Act. Additionally, reliable information must be provided to farmers and ranchers through mandatory price reporting and for consumers through accurate labeling. We appreciate the short-term extension passed last week on the price reporting, but Congress must pass a long-term reauthorization with reforms to improve price discovery. Furthermore, federal and state governments should invest and support in more competition in both marketing and processing. USDA has started this process, and the state of Oklahoma has taken steps to increase resiliency in the livestock sector, ensuring greater value for our local and regional food systems. Through funding provided by the First CARES Act, Oklahoma launched a grant initiative to fund new small meat processors and expand existing plants. The effort increased our total in-state processing by 350 head of cattle and hogs per week. The additional capacity created 170 new jobs, which are vital to the success of our rural communities. This is just one example in one state, but it is clear the need is to decentralize processing. It reduces the risk of supply chain and puts more funds in producers' pocket and creates more jobs in rural America. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I look forward to answering your questions.